This is KKRN Presents, a special show from Community Radio, KKRN, FM in Round Mountain, California. Brought to you by NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and KKRN. I am Ellen Sugg, KKRN station manager and the host of today's show. We will be discussing Hill Country Community Clinic's urgent mental health and mobile crisis services. You will learn about important work that Hill Country is doing to provide help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to people who, in our area, who are suffering with mental health crises. I also wish to disclose that I am a member of the Hill Country Community Board of Directors and that Acorn Community Enterprises, the nonprofit that owns KKRN, is a subsidiary of Hill Country Community Clinic. Hill Country, for those that may not know, is a health clinic which opened in Round Mountain, California in 1985 with the goal of providing health care for the underserved area of eastern Shasta County. And from a very humble beginning with volunteer practitioners and local carpenters donating their time to build a modular unit, which was our first home, Hill Country has not only grown, but become a federally qualified health center offering comprehensive and integrated services, including medical, behavioral health, dentistry, and chiropractic, and with sites in Round Mountain, Redding, and Burney. I am pleased to welcome and introduce my guest today, Renee Brissy, the Chief Behavioral Health Officer of Hill Country. Renee has worked for Hill Country since 2016. Her passion to serve vulnerable populations with complex issues began with her own lived experiences, to working in the field of addiction and now as a leader and clinical social worker. Over the past 20 years, she has been dedicated to the delivery of addiction and trauma-informed care to individuals with chronic conditions including substance abuse and co-occurring mental health issues. Renee has made a pledge to work on changing the language for addiction care, reducing stigma, and highlighting the value of professionals with lived experience. That's quite a bio. I really love it. Hello, Renee, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you for the invitation, Ellen.
Very pleased to do it. So we're going to start out just with a little description of when and how Hill Country became provider for mental health issues.
It's my understanding that early on we started providing behavioral health services shortly after the clinic opened. One of our very first therapists graduated from college and came and worked closely with the doctors to meet the patients right where they were and provide wraparound care.
Okay, and so yes, after a while there was medical and counseling or behavioral health or mental health. We also ended up adding dental. But then as time went on, I think the clinic realized we still weren't doing as much as we wanted to do. So they came up with the idea of a mobile crisis outreach. You want to tell us about that?
Yes. So in 2019, we had the opportunity to have a mobile crisis outreach team with a contract through Shasta County where we could go and do outreach, work in the field, and meet people, you know, where they were, where they lived, and help them to manage through a crisis.
Okay, and so you had a van? We had a van, right?
Yeah, so we had a large van that was like an office on wheels, and we were able to, you know, go out and screen and assess, be responsive to calls in the community, whether it was businesses, family members, people that called for themselves because they were in crisis, and we were able to drive to them and basically provide them care on site.
Great. And it was how many hours a day?
When we first started, we were working Monday through Friday. I do believe it was like 8 to 7.
Okay. All right, then another opportunity came along to even improve what we were doing. So I think it's called a CCBHC. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so that is a certified community behavioral health center, and that came along in 2022. We were approved or awarded grant funding that allowed us to build comprehensive and coordinated services to anyone seeking help for a mental health or substance use condition.
Okay, and so that led us into doing a needs assessment of our situation, of our patients.
Yes, a huge component of the grant was to identify the need of the community. And so we were able to work with our grant evaluator and develop a survey that we could provide to patients, community members, working professionals, and we sent that out via text message. We put flyers everywhere. We made presentations everywhere. So we did get a large volume of responses within the community, and it was really pleased. Our whole team was really pleased that we asked for their individuals' zip codes, and it is a representation of our county, from Eastern Shasta County to Northern Shasta County and the incorporated areas.
Right, and originally with the first MCOT, it was mostly just in Reading, and so.
Right, we were only able, so the initial mobile crisis, we served basically in Reading. We served 18 to 65 year olds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so what did you find, what was actually, were you able to learn from the needs assessment?
Well, it was no surprise from the needs assessment that there's, you know, limited access to services for individuals seeking help for both mental health and substance use.
Okay, and what is the project that resulted from the needs assessment?
Well, we were able to develop quite an array of care and develop basically a system for being able to screen for depression and anxiety and substance use, further assessment, and be able to link individuals to care. And the goal of being a CCBHC is to reduce risk related to substance use disorders and mental health, including the prevention of death by suicide.
So were you able to expand the project, and what are the goals of the
It's very exciting. With the grant funding and with the new requirements that are federal requirements for all states and counties to provide 24/7 mobile crisis services, we were able to expand our own services to 24/7.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that is including all ages to the entire county, which is quite a big lift to what we had been providing in the past.
Yes, that is amazing. And so it was a federal grant that came down to the state and then the local, and so we did get support from all of that, all of those levels.
Yes, so the CCBHC is a federal grant, and then working with our county, we were able to expand our current contract, and on July 1, we started 24/7 mobile crisis services.
Okay, and what are the goals? I mean, there's four main goals in your grant. Why don't you tell us a little about those and some samples?
I mean, the four main goals, I think that I mentioned them. So the four main goals is to reduce suicide risk, to increase access to substance use services and mental health services that also include to youth, and to increase access to care and build an awareness in our community of where to access care.
Okay, so what kind of things can you do to reduce the risk of suicide? Give a little example of, did you screen people? Did you refer people to counselors?
Right, so internally, as a part of our health center, we screen all of our patients for depression and anxiety. We also screen them for substance use. In addition to that, our mobile crisis team responds to law enforcement and community members if anyone is in emotional distress, and we do evidence-based screening for suicide risk.
Okay, now let's take the next one, the increasing access to SUD services. And what's SUD again?
So that's substance use disorder. And Hill Country started integrating SUD into our primary care setting about the time that I arrived at the end of 2016. And what we have been able to accomplish initially through grant funding was to hire staff that's specifically trained to work with individuals that are struggling with using drugs and to help them stop using drugs. So we have substance use counselors on staff. We also have case managers that work specifically with the population to be able to identify need, their psychosocial needs, which includes housing instability, food instability, unemployment needs. So, you know, asking like what is happening in their life that we can help them to overcome so that they can therefore focus on their recovery.
Great. And they also get referred to things like AA and Narcotics Anonymous.
We do.
And also the MAT. What's the MAT?
So MAT is Medications for Addiction Treatment. It initially started as medication-assisted treatment. We're really heavy on reducing stigma towards addiction, so we now call it Medication for Addiction Treatment. And what that is a medication that helps individuals that have opioid use disorder and or stimulant use disorder or alcohol use disorder. There are medications that can help to reduce cravings, and we also combine that with therapy and counseling.
Great. That must be very helpful for a lot of people. Okay, so the next one, the increasing mental health services. How did you do that? How do we do that? How do we try to get more people that need mental health services getting them? It says identifying patients who are using psychotropic medicines, things like that.
So internally, we've done some inreach and identified individuals that are on a medication for depression, possibly a medication for anxiety, and looking to see if those individuals have been engaged in any kind of counseling services. And we've been able to, our goal is to be able to offer and link those individuals to behavioral therapy, because we know that medication and counseling together is more effective than just one of those things alone.
Great. And then the last one is increase access and awareness. And that's what we're doing right now. So we hope a lot of you are listening and know that this is going on, and that if you're having family or friends or yourself that are suffering with mental issues, this program exists all over our county now, 24/7.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
Yeah, and I wanted to just add that I don't think that we've mentioned that we have urgent mental health services in Reading. That's walk-in, and that's called the Care Center. And individuals can walk into the clinic if they're in any kind of a crisis, or they might be in need of some case management assistance, and that is open 7 days a week.
And we'll be giving the specific information about that. I think right now I'm going to just take a quick break and tell you that if you've just tuned in, you're listening to KKRN, listener-supported community radio, and this is KKRN Presents, a special show about the Mental Health Crisis Assistance Program at Hill Country Community Clinic in Round Mountain, Reading, and Burney. I am Ellen Sugg, and my guest is Renee Brissy. So now we're going to get back to the next part of our interview, kind of focusing on how does MCOT, which is Mobile Crisis Outreach Team, work now with the expanded hours? What can you
So a typical call can come from the community, it can come from business members, it comes from family members, and also individuals that are in crisis themselves can call. We also get many referrals from law enforcement, and a lot of calls come through 988, which is the national crisis hotline.
Okay, so you have a van, you have a person in the van that's driving around town or waiting or where, they're answering the phone, right? One person starts it out each day?
Two people. Okay. Our mobile crisis team is a clinician and a case manager.
Oh, okay. Very good. And so when they get a call, how does it go?
When they get a call, they do an assessment on the phone. They can identify, they want to identify if there's any risks, what is going on, and then determine whether or not they're going to respond in person.
Okay, and if they do respond in person, what happens?
They go out, they are assessing for suicide risks, they are assessing to understand what they're presenting with, what the need is, like what resources we can refer them to. And if they are in a crisis and experiencing suicidal ideation, and if they do have a plan or intent, then there are times when we place people on a 5150 hold and transport them to the emergency department. And then other times we can help them by de-escalation and doing some crisis intervention and developing a crisis response plan.
What do we do when we get to a person and they seem really out of control and dangerous? Does that ever happen?
Yes, sometimes that's identified on the telephone and other times it's not. And so we have a great partnership with law enforcement and we can call them up and they will meet us in the field and we work together to try to help an individual. And there's been times when there's many times, especially since the expansion to 24/7, where law enforcement calls us out because they've, reduced the risk. Now, everybody's calmer and they ask us to come in and do the assessment. And then the opposite is true as well. We can be out and we can be in the middle of doing a call and meeting with the individual and identify that there's some aggression and risk. And it wouldn't be safe for our team to transport them to the hospital, so we can contact law enforcement and we partner together. And then they transport the individual to the hospital and we meet them there and we kind of take over at that point.
Mm-hmm. What happens, so if a person isn't on one of those holds that puts them in the emergency room or in the hospital, what happens? What kind of follow-up? Or even maybe if they do, what kind of follow-up does Hill Country sure it doesn't just end there?
No, absolutely not. So a part of being an FQHC and a part of what Hill Country's approach to care is to wrap around individuals and their families to help to reduce future crisis, to help to the family like to be resilient and recover. And so what we'll do is we will follow up. We generally do a follow-up the next day, and then we'll do a couple of follow-ups, and we do a lot of care coordination that doesn't end in that first 72 hours. We connect them to any kind of care that they need. A lot of folks aren't connected to primary care, so we help them get linked to healthcare services. We can help link them to mental health services, any case management services. There's a lot of things that we can do.
I'm also helping look for homes if they're unsheltered.
Yes, so we do have a case management program that's called Enhanced Care Management and Community Supports. And the whole focus of those two programs is to help individuals that are unsheltered or at risk of being unsheltered overcome barriers and get then help them to obtain permanent housing.
Yes, that's really great. And they and if they do get into one of those situations, which I know does exist because Acorn owns a building that is used as housing, and it's permanent housing for four individuals, but they have to continue with case management. In other words, they have to be willing to work, you know, to accept help.
Yeah, so it takes a little bit to help prepare someone to be housed. So that's like housing navigation, helping to, you know, if they have any unresolved, like maybe they have, you know, some past bills or past, you know, something mm-hmm. like that. We help them to resolve that, to prepare to be housed. And it doesn't ever stop there. We want to help them sustain their housing. And so we will work closely with them to help them to really be productive in their lives. And a lot of times that comes with budgeting, that comes with you know, helping them to navigate these systems of care that are can be really challenging and scary.
Yeah, that's I think it's really great. And just that they it's not just a one-stop thing when you call MCOT, unless you choose your unless the patient chooses. But hopefully, most of them don't. They recognize that they have some issues that they want help with, and they get it.
Right. That's definitely the goal, because our whole goal is to help to produce any future crisis or psych or hospitalization, and to help individuals improve their well-being.
Great. And so how do people in crisis get help? If they're out there listening, we need to give them, you know, information. And how can people with family members or friends who are suffering help them contact MCOT?
So we have a couple of different numbers and places that they can go. And so Mobile Crisis Outreach Team has two telephone numbers, and one is a general information phone number. And so if they have any questions, that they would call 530-238-7134. And if they are needing an urgent response, if the individual is in crisis and feeling suicidal, and or a family member is really worried about their daughter, their son, their mother, then they would want to call 530-238-7133. That directly connects you with a clinician.
Okay, let's repeat that again. 530-238-7133 or 530-238-7134 if it's urgent. I mean, is it
general information?
Oh, that's general information.
You know, the truth is you can call either one of those numbers and you're going to get connected to who you need to.
Good. Thank you for that. So, so MCOT is only one of the things that Hill Country does, and the other things that we have are also very much part of the behavioral health desire to really help people. So what are some of the other places and that a person could go if they're wanting some help?
So we talked about the Care Center, which is a drop-in clinic that's in Reading. It is at 1401 Gold Street. It's on the corner of Market and Gold downtown. You really can't miss it. They are open 365 days a year, 12 to 9 on weekdays, and then 11 to 9 on weekends and holidays.
And what happens, what's there? What is at the Care Center?
So at the Care Center, we have a large team that can help them. Not only is it co-located with our Gold Medical Clinic, there's a clinician, case managers. We have some enhanced care manager providers there. Our SUD teams are there. And so they can walk in and we can just link them to services right away.
And that's what we call integrated care.
Yes, it is.
It's fully integrated. So hopefully people can go and get, you know, a lot of support and looking into what their issues are and how to make their lives better. Okay, and then we also have just clinics. You know, Hill Country has Health and Wellness Center in Round Mountain.
Yeah, so.
In Reading. What do they offer?
So the Churn Creek Medical Clinic and our Gold Medical Clinic, those are both primary care health centers that offer integrated care. So you're going to, when you go into either one of those for your doctor's appointment, you're going to be greeted by the front who is going to welcome you, and to the back, and you're going to be wrapped around with our integrated care team that has care coordinations, a case manager, behavioral health consultant, that's the licensed mental health clinician, and the medical team.
Okay, so, and I know that so if they want an appointment, they would call first, right, if possible, except for the care center. Care center is a drop-in.
The care center is a drop-in. They can call the care center as well.
Yeah.
But the care center, they can just walk in.
And Hill Country Health and Wellness Center in Round Mountain, the phone number is 530-337-5750. And it's on right on Highway 299 in Round Mountain. You can't miss it. It's a big, beautiful building. And it's where our studio is, too, as a matter of fact. So there's, and also in Burney, what do we have?
In Burney, we have Circle of Friends, which is ran by some very generous and kind individuals, and their focus is on wellness. And anyone can access their services. They do peer support services. They have classes and a lot of activities all through the day.
Yes, and that's open Monday through Friday, do you think?
I believe it's open Monday through Friday, and I hear that they also can provide transportation.
Yeah, right. Well, Hill Country has transportation provided for people as well. I mean, that's part of it.
Yes.
Okay, so then, oh yeah, the phone number for Circle of Friends, if you would like to call them before you go, is 530-335-4222. And then we also wanted to remind people about 988, or inform them about it. I think a lot of people don't know what 988 is.
So 988 is an initiative where, you know, how we call 911 when we're having an emergency. So when we, you know, want someone to respond for a medical emergency or any other kind of, like, physical or distress, like if we're in danger, we would call 911. So 988 is essentially a 911, but for individuals in a mental health crisis or a mental health emergency.
Okay, so they can call that. All they have to do is pick it up and go 988.
Correct.
And it will connect them with a real person.
So it will connect them to a real person. So across the United States are different call centers. And so when a call comes in, they find out the location of the individual and they route the person to the location where they live, where they're calling from.
And they can get help there.
Correct.
That I was really amazed when I heard about that. It's actually been around for a couple of years and I had not heard of it. And I think that's great. It's all the states.
Yeah, we're trying to get the word out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we're just about done. Do you have anything else that you want to add in or can think of that we haven't mentioned? Or?
Ellen, I just want to really thank you for the opportunity to come here and talk about Hill Country, to talk about our mobile crisis services, and to talk about us being a community center, a community behavioral health center, that we could be access and be an open door, no wrong door for anybody that is seeking help.
Absolutely. We're a non-judgmental, kind institution. So anyway, I really appreciate you being here today. Thank you so much for your time, your great work at Hill Country, and for sharing this good information with all of our listeners. And listeners, you have been listening to community-supported KKRN 88.5 FM. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. Are you ready to support your local community radio? To become a listener supporter, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the donate button or mail a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 530-337-1101 to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio or to learn more about us. Thank you for listening to KKRN Presents, a special show on KKRN and brought to you by NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance. Now, please stay tuned to your local community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM.